Maureen, big weekend for Donegal Ladies Club Football. The senior final tomorrow, Moville versus Glenfinn, a repeat of last year's final. And it's preceded by the intermediate football final, St. Meeton of St. Junans, and last year's junior champions, St. Halls. I suppose the first thing we have to say, it's very unfortunate that it's clashing with the two big quarter finals, which are on in the men's game on in McCool Park roughly around the same time.
Yeah, it is, of course. I'm Tom. I mean, you know, we're always trying to promote the ladies' game, and when it's clashing with a big game like that in McCool Park tomorrow, you know exactly where the crowd's going to go, you know. So it's unfortunate for the ladies' teams, but, you know, to be fair, ladies' football seems to have our own supporters, and they're very, very committed to going and support the ladies. So I'm sure Glenfinn have a very good support out there, and so do Moville. So it's going to be a cracking final there, senior final first.
Yeah. Before we talk about the senior final, just talk to me a little bit about St. Eunan's and St. Noel's. St. Eunan's regraded, I think, at the start of the year from senior down to intermediate.
They did. I suppose that was probably the best thing they did, looking at championship form. I know St. Eunan's are going through, I suppose, like ourselves, in terms of that transition and players, where a lot of their older players have moved on or are retired, and they've got a very young squad. You know, they're a lot weaker now as a side than they have been in the last. When you look back in the last 10 years of football, St. Eunan's would have dominated at a senior level maybe 10 years ago. And then, you know, say a small club like Termon, we would have been maybe really, really, you know, very poor at that level, and St. Eunan's were dominating. But it has changed dramatically over the years, and now we see St. Eunan's, even with the population they have in the town there, they just seem to struggle to get a team out the whole time. And even they're going up against a very, very good young side in St. Noel's. They're under the management of Ben Campbell, and to be fair, it's a very, very good setup, well set up team. They have Ellis Ward there at county level, and they have two Shetlands playing for them as well. They're very good players, but they seem to have a well balanced team throughout, and they'll be very hungry now tomorrow going up against St. Eunan's, so yeah. It'll be a tough enough match.
Yeah, and tell me a little bit about St. Eunan's. What do you know of them?
Well, St. Eunan's have one county player now, Kinesia McKinley. There's playing for them, McKinley, and Kinesia is a very, very good player, very experienced player too. But it's not enough. I don't know. As I say, they're going through a transition. Now, we played them earlier on in the league in the year too, and they were very, very weak, you know, in terms of players. You know, they've got young players coming through, a lot of inexperience on the side, and I suppose they're going to take a few years. It's going to take a few years now of training for them to get up to that level. But, you know, it's two very unknown teams going into an intermediate final, and you know yourself, Tom, in any final, you don't actually know how it's going to go.
Having said that, St. Noel's won the junior last year. Is the step up maybe a little too much?
You know, just as I said, watching them during the year, and they come out to play us a couple of times, you know, I do believe they're a very good side there. So, you know, junior, intermediate, not much of a step up, to be honest. The step up is even better, bigger from intermediate up to senior, with, I suppose, ourselves, Glenfinn and Moville dominating. But St. Noel's even would, you know, they would make a good stab even on a senior level too, and it would be very good for the quality of their players.
Anyway, you mentioned Moville and Glenfinn. That's the final pairing, a repeat of last year's final. First of all, any great surprise that it's...
And if you look at the Moville and Glenfinn sides, they have a lot of young players, but they've been playing together maybe over the last 5 years now, and them younger players have gained an awful lot of experience in the last 5 years playing in maybe big semi-finals and big finals.
Glenfinn would have gone into last year's final as favourites, but there was no question about it. Moville were the better team.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny how the final went last year, and, you know, I don't like putting labels on people going into finals if somebody been the underdog and somebody been the favourite, but Glenfinn, I suppose, were raising favourites, having played us. You know, they haven't been in finals with us over the past few years. Moville just weren't dominating to get as far as the finals, but, you know, they're a very, very good. The thing about Moville is you never hear anything about them all year. They just work away in the background, you know, and everybody seems to be reading about Glenfinn and maybe reading about Termon, and then Moville come along. So, you know, they'll be very, very hungry for a win this year, and you know, it's hard to call the game now tomorrow, Tom, because there's a lot of experience on both sides, with the two Higgerties there from Moville playing at county level. They have a very, very good keeper, Nisa, as well.
That's Aoife McColgan, yeah.
Aoife McColgan, really, really good keeper. Very experienced there. The kickers, I'm assuming, will be good. You know, and there's a lot of good players. There's a lot of strength throughout that Moville team and a lot of speed in it. And the Glenfin, I suppose, you know, when you're in finals, this is what happens to them as well when you're in finals and in semi-finals for years, you kind of lost the hunger too. But in saying that, they've got three county players. They've got Karen Guthrie, Kitty Hearn, Granny Houston, actually four, and Yvonne. So they've four county players, and you know,
all key county players, like just
key county players, all featuring heavily throughout the year for Donegal. So they'll have a lot of work to do as well in terms of who's going to mark maybe Yvonne, who's the sharp shooter, and you know, once they get the ball onto Yvonne, she's very, very hard to stop in front of the goal. And you know, I reckon tomorrow goals will win the matches.
Anyway, no sitting on the fence.
No sitting on the fence. Tomorrow, what do you say? I'd say Mabel are very hungry for tomorrow's game. Maybe I'll sway it by a very small margin towards Mabel, but it's hard to call, Tom.